Chapter 2. Discovering what parents, business leaders, and teachers want from a school. Henry David Thoreau once said, "For every 1,000 hacking at the leaves of evil, there is 1 striking at the roots." I can think of no better way to introduce why A.B. Combs Elementary first got started teaching leadership principles to students than to share a few recollections from the school's principal, Muriel Summers. She has attempted to capture in a few words some of her best memories of the early days and how this all evolved. As you enjoy portions of her account, I think that you will quickly come to see that she clearly stands out as one of the great pioneers among the many educators and modern-day miracle workers referred to in this book. Here is Muriel's story in her own words.
My name is Muriel Thomas Summers. I grew up in Lylesville, North Carolina. My father died when I was 10 years old, and my mother raised my sister and me. She's an unbelievable role model. I went to the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. My early experience was hard since I didn't know which path I wanted to take. I recall sitting on a bench one day, literally praying for someone to tell me what to do. I felt a calling, if you will, to go into teaching. I have always loved working with young children, and at that time I was working with preschoolers in one of the university's daycare centers. The moment I started my pursuit toward a career in education, I knew I'd found my voice. After graduation, I returned to Lylesville and taught for 5 years before moving to Maryland, where I taught another 7 years. There I worked with many wonderful people, including Joanne Kohler, who said she saw in me something I had never seen in myself, the potential to become a school administrator. Before that time, I'd never envisioned myself out of the classroom. Her faith in me inspired a master's degree. Eventually, my family returned to North Carolina to be closer to our roots. Year one was spent as a first grade teacher, after which I became an instructional resource teacher. The position of assistant principal came next.